Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's good to be able to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, to remember how he has shown himself to truly be God, how he's conquered death. Jesus, being risen from the dead, shows us that he truly cares about us, that he's more powerful than death, and at the end of our lives, at the end of time, he will raise us from the dead as well. We are particularly blessed by the gifts and the graces that God wants to give us. In our first reading, we heard about the baptism of Jesus. Baptism is how we are first united with the Lord, how that spiritual journey of relationship begins. Now, I can recall a young woman who was on her own journey. She felt like something was missing in her life, and she realized that it was God. So she started looking at all sorts of different religions. And when she started exploring Catholicism, she had lots and lots of questions. So she asked her Catholic co-worker about these things. And he was able to answer her for most of the questions she had. So she decided to join the Rite of Christian Initiation, that is RCIA. And after months of preparation, was getting ready to enter into the Catholic Church, when, unfortunately, her sponsor wasn't able to assist her any longer. And so she reached out to try to find someone who could take that place. Her husband had a friend who was Catholic. She knew him, so she called him up. And when I got that phone call, I was really quite surprised. I had no idea she was even looking into Catholicism. At that time, I was still working as a nuclear engineer, so I wasn't yet a priest or even in seminary. So I listened and I agreed and I went with her to her Easter vigil celebration. And as she was being baptized, she had this very strange look on her face. And I thought to myself, oh no, something bad has happened. And I started to run through all sorts of scenarios as to why she might have that strange look on her face. And I thought, well, maybe she expected some sort of profound emotional experience or something, and maybe it didn't happen. Maybe she was wanting something that she was not getting out of this. And so I was running through all of these scenarios, and I was trying to come up with answers. It's like, okay, well, she's probably not feeling anything because grace works on the level of the soul, not on the body. Feelings are about the body, not the soul. So it's possible that that's what's going on. And so I waited patiently. Well, patiently. I was really just kind of running through my mind of like, what am I going to say? So at the end of the celebration, I asked her just kind of generically, so how'd it go? And I was completely wrong. She actually had a profound experience. It was amazing to her what had happened. When she was baptized, she was overwhelmed with the love of God. And though she had a rough childhood, she wanted to call up everyone who has ever hurt her and tell them that she forgives them. She was so overwhelmed with the reality she was experiencing, she wasn't sure how to respond to it. And she told me that throughout all of her life, she always felt alone. But now she feels like God is with her. And what she was talking about is what we would refer to as God dwelling within our souls. That from the moment of baptism, God resides within us. And he stays there so long as we avoid all mortal sin. Or should we go astray, have him come back through the sacrament of reconciliation. And so she didn't know all those theological explanations. She just knew what she experienced. And this profound grace that she had received in the sacrament of baptism. That's really where our journey with God begins. Now, most of us, we probably were baptized as infants, and so we probably don't know a difference before and after like she did. And not everyone has such a powerful experience, as I mentioned before. But it reminds me of another person who encountered the Lord in a way. She was born and raised Catholic. She was the daughter of a deacon. She just kind of took her faith for granted. Like, this is what we do. Mom and Dad take me to Mass on Sundays and holy days. I go, I say the responses, I do the things, I go home, I live my life. But then she went to college, and she had the ability to figure out for herself what she wanted to do. And she just kind of drifted away and left the faith behind. But she noticed as her freshman year was continuing that something was lacking, something was missing, that something wasn't right. She wasn't her usual joyful self. She realized that she didn't like the way that she felt, that something was off. And so when she came home during one of the breaks from college, she was talking to her parents about it, talking to her dad about it, and he waited patiently as she's explaining her experience. And then he told her what seemed fairly obvious to him, which was, what do you expect? You've been regularly receiving our Lord and his grace and Holy Communion, and then you just stopped. You stopped praying, you stopped your relationship with the Lord. Why are you so surprised then that you're lacking love, you're lacking charity, you're lacking truth and goodness and beauty and joy? Why are you so surprised when you've cut yourself off from God? She was struck by what her dad had to say. And she decided to take his advice, go to confession and start practicing the faith. Only this time, she was choosing it for herself. It wasn't just because mom and dad were making her. And she got that joy again. But it was even better than before because now she chose it. Now she was seeking it out. Now she was more open than she was when she was just kind of doing it with mom and dad. She was having her own transformation and rededication to the Lord. Our Lord wants us to be in good relationship with him now here on earth so that we can be with him forever in heaven. That's what our faith is all about. God wants us to become the best version of ourselves. And he wants to do that by giving himself to us, sharing his grace with us. He feeds us in a spiritual way through himself in the Eucharist. Imagine, if you would, if you just stopped eating. Like, how well would that go? How long could you last? Probably not very long. And yet, in a spiritual way, if we stop our relationship with the Lord, if we're not receiving the nourishment he gives us in his very self, we've stopped eating. We've cut ourselves off. And then if things aren't going so well, if we're not so happy, if life is rougher than we remember it, why should we be surprised if we cut ourselves off from God and his grace? The Lord wants us to recognize the reality of his love, the grace he has to offer us. He wants us to be transformed with his help, to be the best that we can be, so that we can be with him forever in heaven, and even have a more enjoyable, more loving time here on earth. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, let us also rededicate ourselves to the Lord as we prepare to meet him in the most holy Eucharist.